Hilmar Ramos Gomez is a U.S. citizen born in Grand Rapids. He served in the Marines and saw combat in Afghanistan. And last month, federal immigration authorities took him into custody to face possible deportation. Attorneys and immigration advocates in West Michigan are now demanding to know why and how that happened. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer reports.
Hilmar Ramos Gomez's mother sat at a conference table yesterday in her attorney's office. In front of her, spread out across the table, were photos and documents of her son's accomplishments, his high school diploma, a photo of him in the Marines dress blues, white cap, black brim pulled low. Her name is Maria Gomez Velasquez. She remembers getting a call from her son telling her that he would be released from the Kent County Jail. When she went to pick him up, a jail employee told her he'd just left in a van filled with detainees held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE for short. Her attorney, Richard Kessler, helped translate her story.
Ustedes no pueden saber qué lo que yo sentí cuando yo salí afuera.
You just can't understand what I felt like when I went outside.
Yo me puse a llorar amargamente.
I started to cry bitterly.
Yo dije, no puedo creer.
I said, I can't believe this.
She cried, she prayed, and then she called an attorney. It was a Friday. She says it took until Monday to get him out. Hilmar Ramos Gomez wasn't at the law office yesterday. He hasn't spoken to reporters. His mom says he's currently getting treatment for his mental health issues, including PTSD, which she says he's been coping with since returning home from Afghanistan. Back in November, he was arrested by Grand Rapids police for trespassing onto the helipad area on the roof of a local hospital. He pled guilty to that charge, and a local judge ordered him released. But instead of releasing him, the Kent County Jail turned him over to the custody of ICE. The county did that based on a request from ICE, which claimed Ramos Gomez was in the country illegally. Richard Kessler, the attorney, is the one who called ICE to tell them they had a Marine war veteran locked up in their jail. He says he suspects Hilmar had told people all along he was a citizen.
They seemed shocked when I called and sent these documents that what he was saying was true.
A spokesperson for Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not reply to a request for comment yesterday. The Kent County Sheriff's Department says it's investigating the incident, but Under Sheriff Charles DeWitt says if there was a mistake, the mistake seems to have been made by ICE.
What we've done thus far is a review of the documents. And the review of the documents thus far have revealed that all the policies and procedures were followed.
Policies were followed because in Kent County, the policy is to cooperate with immigration enforcement whenever the agency makes a request to hold someone until they can get transferred to federal custody. Counties don't have to comply, but Kent County chooses to. Attorneys including Miriam Aukerman of the ACLU of Michigan have been warning for months that something almost exactly like what happened with Hilmar Ramos Gomez could happen.
What will it take? Did we have to really have to get to the point where a mentally ill combat veteran who served this country ends up locked up in immigration detention because of this policy of colluding with ICE?
Under Sheriff Charles DeWitt says the Kent County Sheriff's Department has no plans right now to stop cooperating with ICE. Maria Gomez Velasquez says she still wants answers for why her son was held for deportation. She says the case has shaken her faith in law enforcement.
But I don't like that, what they did to my son. King County need to wake up. They need to do their job.
Do their job, she says, and follow the law. I'm Dustin Dwyer.